Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, as you know, the National Guard has been sent into Los Angeles in response to protests over the arrests by the Immigration Service there. The California Governor Gavin Newsom has branded this a complete overreaction, while an official in Donald Trump's cabinet has hinted that Newsom might even be arrested. The gap between California and DC is growing. But could that turn into a rift between California and the rest of the United States? Marcus Ruiz Evans is one California resident campaigning to have the state secede from the United States. Marcus, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Sean. Thanks for having me on.
So could you talk us through the process of getting it on the ballot? You have a deadline of July the 22nd. How many signatures do you need by that time?
We need about 550,000, roughly around there, by about mid-July. And I would say that we're online to do that. We had about, we sent about 100,000, 120,000 emails out to new people recently. That doubled our number of signatures to about 200,000. Additionally, we have another round of email coming out and mass media and texting, and we think we're going to get the number up to about four times that in about the next 3 weeks. And then we have a tour coming up where we're hitting San Diego, Los Angeles, San Francisco Bay Area, Oakland, and Sacramento. And we'll be scheduling more petitions that way.
Right.
So we're definitely online to make it.
Okay. And when you make it, though, is it then a vote on, shall we just leave the United States now? Or is it a vote on, let's look at leaving the United States now?
Well, we looked closely at Scotland. And Scotland's devolution from England after 500 years, and the Coleman Commission study by the Scottish government, and we based our independence plan off of that. So we want to compel the California government to do an investigation into independence, and then to present those findings to the California people, and then the California people to have a vote on if they want to leave. That seems to be well respected in the international community, and it creates what's called an educated electorate. So the vote for independence has a really strong international standing.
Okay.
When you do it that way.
But under the Constitution of the United States, is there a provision to leave the United States?
So the way the Constitution works is that it says if it's not in there, they can't really say that you can't do it. So there is no provision, but there's no rule saying you can't.
Mm.
So you'll see a lot of lawyers come up and go, the Constitution says you can't do this. Constitution's completely silent on it. What the Constitution does say is that the Supreme Court can handle all legal questions in the land. And in fact, they did that after the famous Civil War. Most historians and most lawyers don't know that there actually is one and only one American Supreme Court case on secession. And they said you could secede, quote, with consent of the states. You can't shoot your way out and blast your way out. But if you went to Congress and had a discussion and a majority voted for it, you could do that. That was decided by Salmon Chase, who was personally appointed by Abraham Lincoln himself. A lot of lawyers, constitutional scholars, and even sitting Supreme Court justices aren't even aware of that case.
My word. Given, though, that California is now the fourth largest economy in the world, what member of Congress would ever vote for it to leave the United States?
I would say the entire Republican Party. So
really?
So a lot of people say, well, you know, money, they'll never let you go. But you got to look at the way that the Republicans talk about California. So, you know, the prime minister of Denmark said it's clear that Trump hates California. When foreign heads of state on the other side of the planet can recognize the level of hate Trump has at us. I mean, Deutsche Welle did an entire series out of Germany in 2016 on this. You can also look at the fact that 48% of the Republican Party, according to a poll from Los Angeles Times, 48% view all Californians as, quote, not American. That's a very reputable poll. Half of the Republican Party says anyone in California is not American. Additionally, we had the Palisades fire here, and you have people who are dead, burned alive, homeless, destitute, crying beside themselves. And then Trump goes on TV and says, I don't know if I want to help you guys because I'm not sure I like you.
Mm. Yeah.
And I tell people he's treating you like a foreigner. Because half of his party says you are. So you can also look at Fox News poll saying what's the most hated state in America. It's California. Or you could just watch Fox News or any conservative program and watch how they constantly demonize California politicians and California. They love hating on us. So Republicans, for all of their strength on economics, are an emotionally driven party. You can watch with Trump. I mean, they literally walked back their condemnation of an insurrection on the Capitol. It was condemned, and then the entire Republican Party goes, now that I'm thinking about it, I don't know if I want to call it an insurrection. That's insane. Mm. So this is clearly a party that can be driven by emotion rather than economics. The tariff thing was a dumb idea, and the entire party backed it. So they're not always about economics. I'm an ex-Republican. I left because of racism with Romney. I know all about them. This idea that they're strictly driven by money is not true. I mean, look at Ronald Reagan. He bankrupted the economy in order to do military spending. And they called him an economic genius. That's insane. Mm. Finally, you can look at the Republican Party at an official convention when Trump was president last time in Congress on television, where they said, yeah, California is a welfare queen state. And actually, it's us 35 conservative states that subsidize it. That was so insane that the San Francisco Times and Los Angeles Times editorial boards had to go, wow, this is complete unrealistic nonsense and has no contact to reality. And yet the entire Republican Party did it in an official hearing with Donald Trump. The Republican Party also held an annual convention. And the whole point was how California is not American. You got to go back to the 1880s.
But well, hang on. You've said a lot about the Republicans there. Do Californians think of themselves as American? Surely that's the more important question if they were asked to vote on whether they want to be part of America anymore.
There was a survey a couple of years ago on patriotism across America, and they found that youth in the West Coast were the least patriotic of all Americans, and 80% of the population sample was just Californians. Additionally, if you look at the number of places that have chosen to officially tear down the American flag, we have the most number of cities that have said you can't have an American flag up or on display. We're also the only place that had active duty military people refuse to salute. We're the place with the most protests against American wars. And finally, 47.5% of Californians, according to Reuters and Stanford in 2017, said we're willing to discuss full-blown secession.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and your point about, you know, the Republicans have an antipathy towards California and you're all woolly liberals and gone woke, gone mad and all that stuff.
Yeah.
That when it came down to it, though, would they really let you go? Even out of spite, they wouldn't let you go. Because they, you know, they want to continue to. Donald Trump doesn't want to be seen as the guy who oversaw the dissolution of the United States.
Well, I don't know if that's how they view it. You know, we're the constant threat, and Trump presents himself as the savior. He doesn't say it now, but he always said for years, like, I'm the guy that can get rid of the abortion ban. I'm the only guy that can do it. And then he did it. Now he walked away from it now because it's not so popular. But he loves presenting himself as the savior for all of these plans. Imagine Trump able to tell the Republican Party, I, Donald Trump alone, got rid of evil, wicked Nancy Pelosi, Adam Schiff, Gavin Newsom, transgender surgeries, undocumented immigrants, forest fires on fire, evil California with all of its bad ideas and liberal policies. And we in America never have to put up with transgender surgery propositions or gun bans that constantly seem to come out of California. He'd be a savior for the party.
Yeah.
And if we're looking at the economics, I'm telling you, sometimes their emotions went out. The military spending that Reagan did was not good for the economy. They didn't care.
Yeah.
The tariffs, they don't care. Stick it to China. The trade war with China that Trump did in 2016 to 2019 was ruinous for the economy and didn't work. They don't care. Stick it to China. So I'm a Republican. They have a good reputation for money, but sometimes there's these root political causes that seem to short circuit their brain and go, yeah, let's do that instead. I've talked to Republicans who say, yeah, it'd be a loss, but we hate you so much that we're willing to take it. We're in touch with Republicans in other states. We're in very good contact with the Texas Independence Movement, New Hampshire, Florida, Maine, Alaska, a lot of them conservative. We know them. And this is what we're hearing. We've been at this for a while. A lot of people hold that up as the stumbling block. They can't possibly let you economically go. What kind of people have a hearing in Congress where they say the total opposite of reality and say that actually they subsidize California? You got to realize, and what kind of people have commit an insurrection? It's called an insurrection by the entire planet, and then they walk back their condemnation of that. When we're thinking about the logic of the Republican Party, we also need to include those points in it, which were purely driven by emotion and completely illogical.
Marcus, we have to leave it there, but it's a very interesting argument you make. That's Marcus Ruiz Evans there. Marcus, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.